We've got a story about health and human recovery, but it begins in the animal kingdom. Many animals can repair their bodies when they get hurt. They can actually regenerate an entirely new limb, even parts of their heart and brain. Scientists are studying this ability, and they hope to harness it for humans. Paige Flager from WHYY's The Pulse reports.
Regeneration happens in species across every branch of the tree of life. But what creature is the best at it?
I'm a little bit hesitant to confer the prize onto only one animal.
That's Ellie Tanaka, a scientist at the Research Institute for Molecular Pathology in Vienna, Austria. She says it's hard to pick only one winner because of the range of regenerative capabilities.
One type of worm that's worked on by a lot of researchers now is called the flatworm. And that animal can regenerate its head. If you cut off its head, it can regenerate its tail, and it can regenerate a whole animal if you chop up the animal into about 300 pieces, and each piece can regenerate a whole animal.
That's an impressive skill, but that worm is a relatively simple organism. It doesn't have arms or legs or bones, like salamanders. They can regrow their tail and their limbs.
They certainly cannot regenerate their head, but considering how complex salamanders are, it's pretty amazing that they can regenerate a fully functional limb with all the tissues inside.
She says that the animals that can do this have a kind of blueprint in their cells. A cell knows if it's part of the upper arm, part of the tail, or the leg. If an injury occurs, the cells near the injury start to multiply and become stem cells that form the rest of the limb, the tissues and the bones.
You can see a kind of miniature version of the limb forming, and then that miniature version of the limb continues to expand in size until it matches the size of the body.
So flatworms can do it, salamanders can do it, but this ability to regenerate is something that mammals, including ourselves, are pretty bad at. We can regenerate our skin to a certain extent, parts of our liver, and sometimes even our fingertips, but that's about it. That's part of the reason that scientists around the world are studying animals that successfully regenerate to figure out what molecular materials those animals use to make it happen and what order it needs to happen in.
So in a sense, we're trying to reverse engineer the process of regeneration. And in a way, it's like buying a piece of furniture from IKEA.
That's Ona Bloom, a professor at the Feinstein Institute for Medical Research, a nonprofit laboratory that's part of a healthcare network in New York.
First, you pick out the dresser you want to have, and that's the desired phenotype, as we say in science. And in our case, that's regeneration of a tissue.
To put that regeneration dresser together, you need the box of parts.
We're looking for the lists of ingredients that are important during regeneration.
And you also need the instruction manual that tells you what order to put the parts together in. Bloom and her team have been studying regeneration in an eel-like fish called the lamprey.
The adults are very spooky looking, I will say. They have a sucker mouth that they will attach to the outside of a fish and eat them from the outside in.
The lamprey can regenerate its spine, going from paralyzed to swimming again within months. And Bloom and her team just discovered the list of parts involved in that process. They compared that list to humans and other mammalian genomes and found that we have many of the same parts that lampreys use to regenerate. The findings were published in the online journal Scientific Reports and are particularly exciting because they open up the possibility that we might have the right ingredients to regenerate. What we don't have yet is the instruction manual. She explains it like this.
We're speaking the same language, but we might not have put the words together in the right sentence to get the same meaning yet. So that gives us hope that it's not something that we don't know how to do. It might be that we don't know how to get it done at the right time in the right place.
The next steps for her team will be to try and compare the list of molecular materials in the lamprey to other animals that are also good at regenerating their spinal cords. Once scientists have put together the lists of parts and the instruction manuals of enough of these regenerative animals, they're hoping they'll be closer to figuring out how to kickstart regenerative abilities in us, too. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Flager.